Dean, well, what's your evaluation today?
Well, I think there's about one chance in three that we'll hear something by the end of the week. It's about the way it sounds to me.
Why do you make it so low?
Well, the way these fellows turn around, if they've got to go to the NLF, and the NLF's got to go to their central committee, and that sort of thing, I just think it may take a little time. I think Averill and Sire kind of think that the answer will be yes, but I'm not quite as optimistic as that.
You got all your people quit talking?
Oh, I've really buttoned up the fellows here. Vietnam is just a forbidden subject over here. I did try to get NBC today to come off of this business that we're being hung up here by a great debate between us and Saigon. Just told them very much on a background basis that the Allies are in agreement, the problem is Hanoi. Get them started in that direction instead of the notion that we're quarreling with Saigon. That's not very good.
I don't know why Bunker didn't call him in for a little background and say this is just a deliberate untruth and there's not anything here that's holding anything. That we kicked the ball and the ball's in their court and they can have peace anytime they want it. Now we can't make up their mind and we've already taken action. It's up to them and quit saying anything here at Saigon and then I just think we ought to send you any more stuff to hell with him. I don't care. I'm just tired of the son of a bitch licking that kind of stuff. Just awful that his foreign minister and all that stuff causes all this damn trouble. I feel about the same way about these little jerks that got one battalion over there. I don't think it's necessary for us to stop our bombers because some goddamn fellow's way back in the backwoods and this son of a bitch Gordon, I don't like that either.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you're just going to have awful, you're going to have a great problem with me, Mr. Rusk, and getting my consent to go out to the goddamn thing except the simultaneous announcement. Get ready to say something at 4 o'clock. We'll tell them at 3:30, but I'm not going to come in here and let them screw up this thing and give us the pain, the anguish, the misery that they do for nothing. Mm. Serve no purpose.
Well, that statement of Gartens was the worst single thing that's happened, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's an erratic, no good fella. I knew that the first time I saw him. And I think that Chu is just absolutely disgraceful, but he's got more control over his people, I guess, than you and I have. And I just hope, I don't know who's reading these reports back from Averill now. Has that pretty general distribution over there?
Oh, no, this particular Harvan Double Plus series is Ben Reed, Bill Bundy, and myself, and Habib, who's gone back to join the delegation in Paris. He's
a member
of the delegation.
That's all right. And if you've made sure clear, they tell me. They come in every day and tell me state says so-and-so. You be sure Bill Bundy's not talking to anybody.
Oh, I'm sure he's not.
All right. Now, what about do you think that they'll report back before this weekend?
I think, as a matter of fact, there's a chance they can come back almost any time because I would be very much surprised if the Russians aren't working on this very hard. The way Dobrynin welcomed my telephone call yesterday morning about the 2 to 3 days thing, I just illustrate. I said, now if they'll meet on Monday, we can stop the bombing on Friday or Saturday. And he was very glad to have that. And my guess is the Russians are working on this very hard.
I have a proposal that all the Jews in the country are raising hell about. They want to take some of this money that they owe us on CCC stuff and put in this Weizmann Institute and let them go and recruit people from all over the world to come to school there, kind of like we got in Beirut and other places.
Right.
And instead of paying it back in the treasury, they want us to forgive it. It runs a couple of million a year, 15, 20 years. I want to look into that, and I want to get the pros and be able to do it if I can, and the cons. Do you have any idea how Fulbright would normally feel about that? He's not too strong for Israel, but I guess he's pretty strong for universities of that type.
I think probably he could be sold if he gets reelected. As
No, I need it now because I've got to give the Congress 60 days notice to get it in effect before next.
Oh, I see.
But I think that he would go for it, maybe educational and just out of these funds, that 480 funds.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do over there when Ed Ray leaves? Just let somebody act?
Well, he's not leaving until January.
Oh, he's not?
No.
He'll be leaving
the same time I do. So that'll be for the next fellow.
I don't know. You may not leave. Nixon might keep you the way he brags on you. Did you see his statement today on bombing? It's a damn shame Hubert won't make the same one. He said, this is a matter up to the president. I'm going to support him.
I thought it was very good.
And that's just the
He's being very smart on this.
He sure is.
Because he's in a position where he can go either way.
And last night he got up and made a hell of a speech at this thing. We brought the house down.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mr. President.
Yes.
On the Israeli thing, Eben's coming down. And he would hope to be able to see you Monday.
Yes, Monday or Tuesday.
But the thing that we've really got to...
What are you putting off on the Phantoms for? You haven't got time to deal with it. That's a hell of a publicity. I try to make some points, get brownie points, and then I read you've got an interview that you haven't got time to mess with.
We've been trying to get Eben down here to talk about him.
Well, I know it, but that's not the way it's said. Just say Eben's too busy to come. Don't say Russ is too busy to do anything about it. Well, every Jew in this country read this statement, and I got them hepped up and in high gear. The next day, Russ said, well, I've had so many foreign ministers, I can't mess with this trivia.
I didn't say that. Somebody else must have. Say, but on that...
I'll see Eben anytime you want me to see him. I won't make any conditions because I've been gone on the panel, but I'm willing to help you put whatever pressure you can. But I made the decision on the Phantoms, Dean, last January when I called Bob McNamara in there to be ready to deliver them this January. I just didn't want to face up to it all during that period, as you well know. But
I
wouldn't say now I'm willing to threaten and to do everything I can, but I just as long as you know, I come clean with you. The Phantoms, they're already shipped.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can tell them that we got to have this and we got to have that, and I'll tell them the same thing and shove and fight. And they can't use them nuclear, and they can't do this, and they got to sign a non-proliferation treaty. I don't care what all we say. I'm not going to tell them, but that decision's already wrapped up.
Well, they've already got out of it what they want for the short of the delivery of the planes themselves.
Yes, that's right. I think they would like to have the thing signed and have the purchase order written, because they've had that with France, you know, and it's been kicked out. And I want to be damn sure that I do it and that I don't wait after the election and Nixon and Humphrey do it. But don't you make it more miserable for me, because I've already done it.
All right.
I can't back up. Thank you.